if I change my life, then God will forgive me.
Yeah.
Now,
it keeps coming back, doesn't it?
Talk again about what you talked about before, that distinction between law and gospel. And how does that help us unravel this particular myth?
We have the law written on our hearts by God. It's not as clear as it might be. It's kind of made fuzzy due to our sin, and that's why consciences need to be informed, and we need to hear what God thinks are good works, because what God thinks are good works is really what's good, not necessarily what we come up with. But we do have a certain affinity for the law, at least in the terms that we conceive of it, that we think we can keep it. People think that there must be something for them to do in salvation. But if so, then that's an insult to the work of God for our salvation. It's an insult to the work of Christ. It keeps coming back because we really do kind of like the law. We like those demands as long as we can convince ourselves that we can keep them. When in fact, the gospel is all about God. The gospel will never start. The subject of the sentence speaking the gospel will never be I or me or we. It'll always talk about what God has done in Christ. I remember, Todd, a few years ago when I was hosting the show, I was talking with a pastor up in Minnesota, and he told a story that has stuck with me now for 4 or 5 years. He said he had made an evangelism call on a lady who told him that she had just accepted Christ a couple of months ago. And so as they talked, he began to realize that she knew virtually nothing about Jesus Christ. She didn't know that much about his work, his career, his preaching, his teaching, his healing, even about his death and resurrection. She knew virtually nothing from the scriptures. What she said was, I know I've accepted Christ. And she says, you know, I think I'm going to have to go down the aisle again and do it again pretty soon because I'm kind of losing my grip on it. See, that's the shame in all this. People will try to stay with Christ the way they think they first got to him. And that's why we need to keep making the point about grace, because people will try to stay with him the way they think they got to him. And if they think they got to him, at least in part as a result of their own effort, then they're going to try to keep staying with him by their own effort.
Now, that is an insight that I think bears repeating again and again. I'm going to repeat it, what you just said. People will try to stay with Christ in the same way they think they first came to him. So if I think I came to Christ by improving my life, then I'm going to try and stay with Christ by keeping my life improved or ever improving it. Where does that end you if you try and stay with Christ by your own effort?
Well, you could end up making shipwreck of the whole thing. You could end up messing up really badly in an obvious way, and therefore thinking that you have lost your total contact with or claim upon God's grace and forgiveness. See, the fact is Christ does not quit being our Savior after we are converted. He is our Savior every day of our lives.
You know what? It strikes me that that kind of... There's another myth here that's hidden behind all of these that is very common, and you just alluded to it. Well, Jesus is my Savior in the sense that he saved me, but from now on, I'm kind of on probation with God to keep myself saved. That's pretty much my responsibility. Now it's more about me improving my life through good works.
Yeah, and again, now the spotlight goes on me if I think that and what I'm doing and comes off of Christ and what he did.